VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English listening and speaking skills. My name is Ken, and you're listening to the Pronunciation Challenge, bringing you something new just for you and only on VoiceTube. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us. This is your host, Ken Miao, and you're listening to VoiceTube's weekly CNN 10 Pronunciation Challenge Show, bringing you what's new. And now it's time for our news briefing. Our first focus of the day, as usual, is an update on the coronavirus pandemic. Finally, we are seeing some good news. A number of studies are looking into our immune system's response to the disease. It is observed that our bodies are learning to detect coronavirus and work to prevent people who've been infected from getting sick again. T cells are important parts of our immune system that can attack and kill cells that are infected. One study of blood samples found that between 20 and 50% of Americans in some places may have T cells that recognize coronavirus, even if they've never been diagnosed with it. Scientists don't know why. They also don't know if recognizing COVID-19 means the cells are good at fighting it, but they're optimistic about the findings. Moving on, scientists have now come up with a new theory about one of the cutest animals in the world. That's right, penguins. For years, scientists have said the animals originated in Antarctica. But now, researchers at UC Berkeley say penguins first appeared in Australia and New Zealand. The research proposed that the predecessors of the king and emperor penguins we see today split off from the rest for the food supply of Antarctic waters. That's why today, different species of penguins can be found in very different environments. Our final story of the day is about college and university tuition. Students are outraged that they won't be receiving a refund from their school for the online courses. The price of the tuition fee stays the same as on-site classes. Many students and some professors believe that it just doesn't make sense to be paying such a high amount for something that's not being used to the full advantage. However, some school faculty said that every institution of higher education in the country has suffered losses, and that it is important for universities to balance their budget. Dear listeners, here's our sentence of the day. Scientists teamed up with international museums and universities to look at blood and tissue samples from 18 different penguin species. Once again, scientists teamed up with international museums and universities to look at blood and tissue samples from 18 different penguin species. And now moving on to our vocab of the day. Number one, team up. Team up. It's a phrase which means to join another person or to form a group with other people. For example, you can say, they teamed up for a charity performance. They teamed up for a charity performance. Number two, museum. Museum. It's a building where historical, scientific, or artistic objects are kept and displayed. For example, you can say, let's visit the Museum of Modern Art. Let's visit the Museum of Modern Art. Number three, tissue. Tissue. It's a noun, which means a group of connected cells in an animal or plant that are similar to each other with the same function. So for example, there's brain tissue, lung tissue, muscle tissue, and also fat tissue. Okay, so another meaning for tissue, you can say tissue paper. Tissue paper is the paper that you use when you have to clean something or you have a runny nose. For example, you can say, do you have tissue paper? I need to blow my nose. Do you have tissue paper? I need to use the toilet. Okie dokie, and now it's time for the segment that's going to help you save some money for speaking practice so you don't get nervous when you take IELTS or TOEFL exams. It's question time! Share with me by recording or leave a comment below. The challenge of the day: share one of your favorite songs with us and tell me how much the song means to you. Sing the chorus for us to show your beautiful voice. Hey guys, thanks for joining us. Can't wait to listen to your challenge and sharing from Question Time. If you're craving for more interesting content to practice your listening, you can check out the new podcast show, 英文听我说, on various podcast platforms. Your favorite host, Winnie, will also be there, bringing you all the fun. All right, dear listeners, that's it for the day, and we'll meet again next week. Goodbye.